2.
It's episode 104, and we've got plugins for 2012 stats, audio feedback plugins, image walls, custom avatars, category thumbnails, and a great new way to handle guest posts. All coming your way on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode. We've got loads of fun stuff for you, and I get to talk about WordCamp Victoria. So I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And it's great to have everyone back again. All right, well, first off, just off the top, don't forget you can get show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. That's where we put show notes and all the links and everything else we got here for you. So head on over there and check it out. Also, the podcast can be found on Stitcher Radio and over at the iTunes Store. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you to everybody who has given us recent reviews in iTunes. There have been just a couple even in the last week or so. So thank you very much to everybody who's taking that extra effort and giving us a rating. It does help us out as far as placement, and when people search WordPress, it puts us right up at the top. So we appreciate that and encourage the rest of our listener community to do the same.
Thank you very much. And a little bit of self-promotion. I know that WordPress has gotten easier and easier to use over the last few years, and as that, it's gotten easier and easier to break. So if you've broken your WordPress site or you just need to have some quick tips and information, come visit me over at wppro.ca/emergency. Some great tips to get you back online, or just simply contact me and I will help get you back online as fast as humanly possible.
And I am now available for consulting calls. I've had just a few so far, but the dance floor is wide open, as they say. So if you need some help with WordPress or podcasting, SEO, general internet marketing help, anything that I have technical expertise in, you can give me a call by going to marcuscouch.com/call, and that'll help you schedule, pay, and set up that consulting call. So head on over to marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. And I've got just a couple of things to talk about here today. One, don't forget you can check me out at my new show, wpmedic.ca. And it's the WordPress Medic podcast, and the show has been taking off dramatically. And I'm really happy to all my listeners, all you listeners out there who have followed over to that show. And it's greatly appreciated. I managed to get featured in the new area in iTunes. Have no clue how that happened, but that was exciting to see. New and what do they call it? New and featured or something?
Noteworthy.
Noteworthy. That's it. New and noteworthy. I was in there and I was like, wow, how did that happen?
Congrats. That's awesome.
So I was excited to see that, and I've been climbing the charts quite rapidly in Stitcher. I'm liking to see that there. And so if you're finding me in iTunes or Stitcher, to have a listen, send me some feedback. I'd greatly appreciate it. I've got some guests lined up. It's really great, and I'll be talking about that here in just a minute. Also, a quick note about Social Media Camp. I know I've been promoting for everyone to head over there and take care of my material and promote me and touch it up, but no longer need to do that. I've had a little minor disagreement with information over at Social Media Camp, so I'm no longer guest blogging there, but there's still a great place to go. I'll still be attending the show myself, but head on over to socialmediacamp.ca, the largest social media camp in Western Canada, I believe, and it'll be a great event, I'm sure. And on a final note, WordCamp Victoria 2013 happened this last weekend in Victoria. It was a great success. We had almost 300 attendees. We had numerous events happening around it, numerous presentations going on, lots of people. I met lots of great people there, and I've met a few WordPress experts there who are going to be coming on my show. And they'll also, hopefully, I'll be able to get them on this show also, which would be a great for us. If you're interested, I did a presentation there on WordPress plugins, and that presentation is already up and online at the WordPress Medic podcast. You can find it there. The link is in the show notes, or just go to wpmedic.ca and you can check out the show there. I've got my slides that I did up on Prezi, so the entire presentation is up there and ready for folks to have a look at. So check it out. You'll find it great.
Definitely. We'll go next into interesting sites running WordPress, and I found just a couple here. BBC America, the British Broadcasting Corporation, has just launched their new TV station website using WordPress, so check that out at bbcamerica.com. Also, track star Usain Bolt, he's an Olympic medalist and self-proclaimed world fastest man, and now he's using the world's fastest growing CMS, WordPress. So check that out at usainbolt.com.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to go check out the BBC one. BBC is kind of interesting to watch from time to time.
Definitely. So it, you know, if you designers out there are trying to encourage someone to get into WordPress, and I've had this, oh, let's call it an argument, with many potential and existing clients about using WordPress. A lot of them think it's too bloggy, or, you know, just it's free, so it has to suck, right? You know, why don't you point them to specific sites like that? Like, hey, it's good enough for BBC America, it should be good enough for you. So keep an eye on some of these sites running WordPress. Use them in your portfolio as far as talking about what is possible in WordPress, and leverage them to your advantage.
Yeah, that's happening more and more. Bigger and bigger companies are all moving to WordPress.
Yeah, it's a simple thing to do. Very easy to back up, very easy to maintain. We all know that. We're all hooked into the IV already, if you're listening to this show. But it's always good to give those mainstream examples to clients in order to show the capability and capacity of WordPress.
Excellent. So we do have a little bit of listener feedback this week. Looks like Tim has a question about local content. So let's go ahead and play that clip from Tim.
Hi, John and Marcus. My name is Tim Calling. I own a small business in Southern California, and we use WordPress for our website for that business. Your podcast is very helpful to me in maintaining that website, and I appreciate what you do. I have a request that you might be able to help with. I'm looking for a plugin that would allow us to add content to static pages regarding the cities that we serve clients in. I want to create a page for each city, and I'd like to pull up information using a plugin for that for each of the pages that we create for each city. We have explored using a plugin called Local Market Explorer in the past. It didn't work very well for us, and it hasn't been updated in over a year. Can you recommend another one that you think does work well? Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tim. We greatly appreciate you listening, and glad that the show is helping you out.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
now, John, I know you have a plugin. Yep. Go ahead and give that, and then I'll give my answer to it after.
Okay. Well, here's what I've got, Tim. This may or may not be the solution for you, but it's something that another client of mine has used, and it's called Store Locator Plus, and they do have a bit of a premium version on it, but this is a link in the show notes that goes off to the free version. And what it does is it uses Google Map information and pulls up store locator information, and it also allows you to enter specific information about what all the different stores work and tell folks about them. It may be something you want to check out. So go ahead.
Okay. Now, Tim, let me tell you, my business, as far as what I do, you know, during the day when I'm not scouring the web for plugins, is I handle search engine optimization and marketing, and I do it for mostly franchise-level organizations. And believe it or not, as large as a company that has 500 different individual retail establishments across the country, it is literally a local game. And there is nothing more powerful to Google and the rest of it than creating local content on your own. And I know where you are in Southern California, and there's a lot of cities around you. But the best way to do it is actually create content for every city that you do. Talk about the specialties of every service area, point out a few of the landmarks, or at least the boundaries or the radiuses of your service area, or at least how far customers generally will come to you if you have that kind of a business. So content is king. Make sure that you do all the content on your own, and make sure that it includes a lot of that specific city data within, you know, your descriptions, your keywords, your tags, that kind of thing as well. So do both of those steps. You can use a plugin, but definitely focus on content as well. It will take you some more time, but there are other ways to do it. Drop me a line if you need some real help on it as far as making sure that everything's there and optimized and indexed. I'll be glad to help you out with that as well. So thanks, Tim. We do appreciate your feedback. And if there are any others in the audience that have any questions or plugins that they'd like to locate, just make sure you go to WPPluginsA2Z.com and click on the Speak Pipe button, and it will record just as Tim did.
Excellent. All right, well, that pretty much brings us up to the meat and potato time.
All right.
Ready? All right, well, I've got a few plugins today. They're all brand new ones, so I thought it would be, you know, kind of fun to bring out some new stuff, and I tripped across a couple interesting ones. The first one here, this one here is called SpeakPipe. Strangely enough, and I know we talk about SpeakPipe a lot, and that's how a lot of folks leave messages and leave comments for us. And of course, it's simple enough to use. You just drop their code into a spot in your site via a text folder or via a text widget or in the footer of your theme or anything like that. But somebody put together a plugin to make it even easier, I guess. And you just put the plugin, turn it on, and instead of getting the code, you just add your SpeakPipe username to it and do a little configuration up, and it drops the SpeakPipe in there for you. Nice, slick as can be. It's a very simple, straightforward plugin. I may use it just for fun, see how it works. I gave it a try on my demo site, and it seemed to work okay, but we'll see how it works on a live site. So I give it a nice 3 Dragon rating. It's a pretty decent little plugin.
Great. Yeah, we love SpeakPipe. It's definitely added a whole new dimension to our show, so who knows? Maybe if you've got that kind of business or site out there that demands audio feedback or even a podcast, then give that a whirl. We recommend it highly. Well, I brought something to the table today that just came completely out of necessity. This one is called Category Thumbnails, and I tried this actually within about an hour of the show here being recorded, and it works pretty well. It just provides, you know, post thumbnails for your categories, so you can set it up with your PHP, or you can even set it up within widgets within a lot of things like Thesis and Builder to have specific categories. This thing is nice because you can set it to where if it's, let's just say, John, we're talking about a site that has maybe a money section and a travel section as far as your categories go. You can make the money one a dollar sign or whatever, travel, you know, the typical jet plane or whatever, so that all the posts, instead of their featured images, just have that specific category thumbnail in that section.
Cool.
Now, I have a client site that I work on that uses this thing a lot, and they use the categories based on what their services are. So this one came in real handy because I didn't want to use featured images and really kind of clutter up the site. And in this instance, I only put one post on the front page for each category. So this one worked out really well. So it's called Category Thumbnails, and I rated it 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that one, I saw that. It looked kind of interesting. I just didn't try to test it out. Yeah, it does look nice. Oh, and you hit 5, and I wasn't thinking. Actually,
No, that's a 4.
Oh, a 4.
Yeah.
Sorry, for some reason I heard 5. That's all right.
No,
my brain's
4
slipping.
Out of 5, yeah.
All right. All right, this next one I've got, this one here looked kind of interesting, so I thought I would check it out and see how it worked. It's called Image Wall, and it is a relatively new plugin, you know, a couple days old, 600 downloads. So what it does is it creates a image wall from all of your posts. It takes an image from your posts, and it generates a big wall of images in assorted sizes, kind of like it reminded me of Pinterest. is what it did. So they click on, they see the image, they click the image, and they go to the article. You know, it was kind of a unique, just a flashy kind of thing. And it's got some nice settings in it. You create a page, you enter a quick short code for image wall, and then you enter some modifiers to the short code to get what you want. And then you tell it to generate the images. It doesn't take very long to get set up. It works pretty decently. And it presents a very interesting look. And if you use lots of images through your site, this can make it a new way for people to navigate your website or something, you know, different for a little while. So give it a check out. It's not a bad little plugin. It seems to be solid enough. I gave it a 3 rating, 3 dragon rating on it, because it seems to work all right.
I think it looks awesome. And yep. I can tell you, John, exactly what this kind of plugin would be used for. And you're right. It does look sort of like Pinterest, but it doesn't really have any text.
Yeah.
As far as the images itself, until you kind of hover over it, then you can see it. It does... It's not just a way that it meshes it together with all equal sizes of images either. It looks like it kind of puzzles them all together in sort of a weird, cool Tetris sort of way. Really nice. But I would use this, John, for portfolios. Wouldn't this be great for something like that, for a would-be designer or
a would-be
or somebody like that?
A photographer could use it too.
Absolutely. This is the kind of thing where they click on the image and it goes to the full post. So this could be used as a sponsor board or just an ongoing kind of... it's not really a gallery because it links to actual posts, but it's very cool. I don't know, John. I'd give this one a little higher rating if I were you, but...
you know, I gave it a quick run through and just checked it out on a demo site, so...
Yeah, it looked really cool. All right. Well, one thing that really does bug me, and I think I've finally found a plugin that can fix it, is that I hate Gravatar. I hate it that I have an email address that I associate with client sites that when they click admin, it actually shows my picture as authoring things. Now, I know I could have a secondary user and all that stuff, but I just don't want to. So I found this plugin called WP User Avatar. And so... quite simply, it just lets you use any image in your Windows Media Library as your avatar. It's that simple. You can finally just pick what you want to use. It's got a lot of PHP functions too, so you can incorporate it within your theme. It uses the new media uploader that 3.5 introduced, so it's pretty cool, but it's also backwards compatible way back to 3.0 as far as when you can, or you know, if you don't have to the multi new fancy uploader, you can still use older versions of this.
Nice.
So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I would have loved to have seen a little bit more image customization or things like that, but there's plenty of plugins for the media player or the media library rather that do that. So this one gets a 4 out of 5. It's titled WP User Avatar.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I just bypassed that problem by using my own login on client sites.
I hear you, but I hate seeing my own picture. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's one of those things that bugged me. And okay, do I want to go through a client site and have to register through Gravatar and all that other stuff?
Yeah, true.
No. I want to use their company logo and make it so that admin or whatever the poster is has that default user avatar that conforms to their brand. So that's why I use plugins like this.
All right. And the last one I've got on the palette today is for all of you stats junkies out there who just can never get enough stats. Stats, stats, stats. Well, this is another stats plugin. And it's called 2012 Summary. And what it does is you install it, activate it, and generate a stats. And it goes through your site for the year 2012. And it does a summary of everything you did. It tallies up your number of posts, which posts were most popular, who was the biggest commentator, the hours of day you published, the day of the week you published, and a few other things in there. So basically, it's a whole bunch of stats for you stats junkies. And it produces a pretty decent readable stats page that you can check out and see, well, what did I do? I didn't know I was up at 4 a.m. that many times. You know, those sorts of things. You know, find out what you were doing. It's kind of cool, you know, just a quick, interesting way of reviewing your last year to see how active you were or inactive, as the case may be, depending on your website. But check it out. Decent plugin. I gave it because it produced such a pretty stats plugin, and because, you know, sometimes I can be a stats junkie. I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Yeah, and this is something that you guys can use out there to show to your clients for that an end-of-year report. If that you've too. Been active. If yeah. you've not been active, then don't show that to your clients.
If you haven't been active, you don't want to run it. Nothing worse than seeing, why wasn't I doing anything?
Yeah. But in my case, I've got a whole network of sites that I'd love to use that plugin on.
Yeah, it's relatively new. It's a few days old, downloaded 22 times as of the recording of this show. So,
awesome. Well, I have something that I thought was just fascinating. It is called Guest Posts, and I've been trying a lot to try and find different ways that clients, and one client in particular, has a lot of trouble logging into the back end and creating a post and such. So this plugin, Guest Posts, it's pretty new. It's only a few days old. It's got about 360-some downloads. It lets you offer your blog guests or unregistered blog readers. Now, I said unregistered. An opportunity to post on your WordPress blog without registering. So what it basically does is creates an area that has a form. It's just a regular old form, just like we would use Gravity Forms or Contact Form 7. You can spice it up, but it's also got HTML capability and even the ability to upload an attachment. And then basically, once somebody does that, instead of what a form would do, which is just save itself on the back end, it saves itself as a draft. So then you can go in and either publish it and say, yeah, this is cool, or, you know, delete it or reply back. But the nice thing is when you actually hit publish, it sends a thank you message back to the original guest poster and says, thanks a lot, here's where your link is. So I thought that was a really cool way for not only, you know, regular guest posters to do things, but also it helped me from a perspective of, you know, a developer working with a client, and the client wants to basically just fill out a form online and have it publish. So this has a little bit of a delay as far as me taking a look at it and moderating the post prior. But it was a great way to have a back-end interface that somebody could just put in everything that they need, and all I have to do is hit publish, and no logins were required. So this one is called Guest Posts, and I rated this a perfect 5 out of 5.
And I'm going to roar, because I can't find the roar for some reason.
Oh, no! That's okay.
I'm sitting here looking for it, and it's like, oh, my God, it's vanished.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought this was really unique in the way that it was done. It's simplistic, and it's definitely something that I think everybody should at least check out and see. I mean, I think, you know, this is something that could be abused, by the way, too,
yes.
from spam forms and things like that. And so all of a sudden you look at your draft and there's 9 million messages. So
they got something.
Be cautious
how
you
abuse.
Use it, you know, but I think it's decent, and it will definitely work for 90% of the applications out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty decent. The only thing that popped in my mind was, what happens if spammers find it?
That's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been addressed, but
shouldn't be
you know,
too
you
long.
You can control that kind of thing and capture it to death and all that. So, well, you know, maybe even you know, a trivia question about your site or something like
they'll
that.
Have
that
to, they'll have to be something correctly. Eventually because eventually
you know,
the spammers will discover
know.
It.
There's a lot of possibilities.
But it does look sweet. Definitely looks like a sweet one. It might even be easier to use than setting up Gravity Forms to do your posting.
Yeah, it is. It is because it's just like a blank slate of post metadata and if you want to allow them to have an attachment or not. Yeah. You know, this also could be used, now that I think about it, for businesses that rely on digital files to be sent their way, maybe graphic designers or printers or people like that.
Yeah.
Probably a really good way to transfer to you as well. So definitely worth checking out.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for you. And just some usual reminders. Don't forget to stop in at iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio, and give us a holler. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a quick rating. We'd greatly appreciate it. And, you know, just basically enjoying it all.
Yeah. we do appreciate it. It does help us out in the rankings, both in Stitcher and in iTunes. A lot of different things I've been hearing. Bluetooth technology and iPhones and Stitcher is becoming a big, big part of people's commute every day. They just use Stitcher and basically listen to podcasts and listen to ours specifically. A lot of people have gone back to listen to the back catalog as well, and we appreciate that. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get us, but definitely the one thing that we need you to do is any opportunity you get to show favoritism or a thumbs up or a like or a plus one or anything like that that we do, we welcome that. If you are a podcaster on another show that's similar, you know, John and I are more than happy to participate on your shows as well. We've done that with a number of different things, School of Podcasting and a number of others. We've had a lot of podcasters come on board our show. So, you know, jump in the pool with us. We're happy to participate. John, anything stick out in your mind as far as any plugins that you're on the hunt for or solutions that right now are perplexing you?
Not at the moment. Oh. Not at the moment, but I'm certain something will come up this next week. I've got a whole lineup of work to do. So.
Yeah, I'm actually hooking up a Joomla site together with a WordPress site over the next week, so I'll have a lot of fun war stories about that as far as this battle goes by the time we get to the next episode, so stay tuned.
All right, well, that's it. You can contact us. You can get hold of me on my website, johnoverall.com, or if you need emergency support, just head over to wppro.ca/emergency. Or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And by the way, John, we were added to a list called WordPress Rockstars. What do you think of that?
That's strange.
Yeah. And consulting, you know what? I responded back and I said, it's not that I'm a WordPress rock star. It's just I finally found somebody else who will listen to me talk about plugins. And consulting calls, you can call me at marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, folks. That would be the end. Take care now. Bye-bye.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management.
That would not be the exit. Let's try that one more time.
We're doing two shows.
We're doing two shows. And you
I'm
know
ready.
What? My exit one is gone, too, so I'll just have to add it in later under post-production. But I did have something here that we forgot. Let's let folks out with a commercial for the WordPress Medic podcast.
Save yourself hours of time and frustration troubleshooting a problem with your WordPress install. Listen to the WordPress Medic podcast and get expert advice to solve the most common and troublesome problems you'll face in WordPress. The WordPress Medic podcast. Find it at wpmedic.ca today.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.